AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Here at Renewal by Andersen, we believe that a warm and cozy home starts with a warm and friendly consultation. Energy-efficient windows and doors, custom styles, and professional installation. Renewal by Andersen is here to help create your ideal space. A free, no-pressure Renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. Visit us online at iHeartMyWindows.com to schedule an in-home appointment. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
Welcome to Join News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Jubilee and Sun City Radio Sketa, Saboba FM Saboba and A1 Radio Bolgatanga. Get radio, TV and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, the police arrest MP Collins Dowda over Kukum disturbances and interdicts three policemen for mishandling electoral officers in Adujama in the Ashanti region on Saturday. We have details of that. Meanwhile, Asante Yeni Otunfo Osaitutu II cautions the political class to be wary of activities that could compromise the integrity of the December general election.
We need to remind ourselves that we cannot take things for granted, and what we must be alert to avoid anything that has the potential to derail the electoral process.
Also in this bulletin, CEO pledges cocoa farmers will get increase in price in the next cocoa season due to the favorable nature of the world market.
And man, we do forces. So going into 2025-26, farmers should expect better because we've sold the cocoa ahead of time. So that is it.
We'll get details from this CocoaBot CEO in business.
Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam reveals plans to roll out fresh revenue measures after government missed out on first quarter target by 20%. Details on the Joy Business Report.
These are more with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Stay for details. And in our election headquarters, brought to you by Petrosol Clean Fuel in full quantity, SEMA, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, also AICPA and SEMA together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, and the German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty. Now, the Ghana Police Service has detained Collins Dowda, the Member of Parliament for Esotifi South, in connection with the disturbances that occurred in Kukum in the Ahafo region during the ongoing limited voter registration exercise on May 11, 2024. That's just this Saturday. According to reports, one person was injured during the chaos and is currently undergoing treatment in hospital. Morning Show host Kojo Jackson joins me with details of the police statement. Kojo, what more details do you have?
Now, the Ghana Police Service statement on their social media pages says that they have arrested the Member of Parliament for Esutifi South, Alhaji Collins Dowda, for, the quote, his alleged involvement in the disturbance which occurred at Kukum in the Ahafo region during the ongoing limited voter registration exercise. One person sustained injury, according to the statement, and is currently receiving treatment at the hospital. The police say they are in pursuit of other suspects in connection with the incident.
Well, could you stay with me? Still on the limited voter registration exercise, the police service has also interdicted three police personnel for their failure to perform their duty professionally during the exercise in Adujama in the Ashanti region. Kojo, who are these officials and what does the police say about them?
They are named in the statement as Constable Michael Addo, Constable Eric Boache, and Michael Jan, also a constable. Now, this event happened on the 11th of May, where they are accused of failing to perform in a proper manner a duty imposed on them as officers in charge of security at the Electoral Commission office at Adujama in the Ashanti region. Some persons attempted to disrupt the ongoing limited voter registration exercise at this location. The interdicted personnel, according to the police, will be taken through due disciplinary process of the police service.
Well, and also the police has issued a warning for the ongoing exercise in various centres. What do they say?
This warning, dated the 12th of May 2024, talks about the note that the Ghana police have made with concern of isolated incidents of violations of the law in some voter registration centres in the ongoing limited voter registration exercise. It goes on to say the police would like to remind the public that the registration exercise is a civic responsibility that must be attended to in a civil manner. They would like to caution the public to exercise maximum restraint and act in accordance with the laws governing the registration process. They say they will not tolerate any disregard of the law, and any persons who engage in such acts shall be dealt with accordingly. They name three areas where these events occurred: Cape Coast, Kukuom, and Idujama, the two latter places we have already heard of. Grace Ansah Akrufi, Assistant Commissioner of Police and Director of Public Affairs, signs the statement.
Thank you so much, Kojo. We'll definitely keep an eye on these developing issues. Still on elections, the Asante Hene, or 2472 the second, has cautioned government and political actors to stay vigilant against activities that may disrupt the fairness of the December general election. According to the Asante Hene, the country's past experiences with elections must be a lesson to continue upholding the peace and stability devoid of violence. While marking his 25th anniversary celebration, the Asante Hene served notice to stakeholders to safeguard the integrity of the electoral process.
This year is another election year. Our political leaders are already on the campaign trail, and there's yet many months of intense and combative campaigning ahead. After all our past experiences, I remain sanguine that our democracy is safe. We need to remind ourselves that we cannot take things for granted, and we must be alert to avoid anything that has the potential to derail the electoral process. People need the right environment in which they can make informed choices in the interest of the nation.
Away from election headquarters, Deputy Attorney General Alfred Tuyayabo says the decision by the presidency not to release the KPMG audit report on the GRASML deal is based on law and should be respected. The presidency cited the RTI law as the basis for its refusal to release the report to the Media Foundation for West Africa, which made the request. The Deputy Attorney General has hinted, however, that the decision is not cast in stone and may be reviewed if necessary.
The president has the report, he's gone through the report, and based on the advice, he's come out with what he thinks should be done. Moving forward, if upon a further assessment, there's a need to review it, why not? But as we have, as I indicated to you, there's a reason for it. That reason is valid. Let's stick to that reason and move on.
Meanwhile, Mr. Tuyayabo has given a mixed reaction as to whether or not the country is winning the fight against corruption. Listen.
Corruption fight is not the fight for one person. It's for you and I. We all need to do our part. It is a collective effort that we need to put in. And if you look at whether we are winning or we are losing, it will all depend on where you want to look at it. When it comes to institutional framework and how we are building our institutions, I think we are doing our part. When it comes to the resourcing of institutions, we are doing our part.
Now, Chief Executive Officer of Cocoa Board, Dr. Joseph Wine Edu, is assuring farmers the farm gate price of cocoa will be significantly higher in the 2025-2026 cocoa season. Dr. Wine Edu explained the world market is increasingly favorable as the price of the commodity keeps soaring. He was speaking in an interview with Graphic Business.
The market, it's a very volatile market that we are dealing with. Just as prices are now going up, they can't come down at any time. And at that point, we will still need a bank and that kind of thing. And money we do forces. So going into 2025-26, farmers should expect better because we've sold the cocoa ahead of time. So that is it.
And the CEO of Cocoa Board, Dr. Joseph Wine Edu. Now, a careful examination of Bank of Ghana's audited report by the Joy News Research Desk has discovered the central bank spent a whopping 6 billion cedis on its employees in 6 years. Checks also revealed the Apex Bank's personnel cost has risen by more than 170% in years. Isaac Kofije has more on this report.
A careful examination of Bank of Ghana's audited reports by the Joy News Research Desk has discovered that the central bank spent some 6 billion Ghana cedis on its employees' remuneration in 6 years, that is 2017 to 2022. Checks also revealed the Apex Bank's personnel cost has risen by over 170%, adding more than 200 workers to its workforce in 6 years, pushing personnel size to over 2,200. The bank's total personnel cost crossed 1 billion Ghana cedis for the first time in 2020 and has since then remained above this line, gradually approaching 2 billion Ghana cedis. Additionally, BOG's audited reports show a rise in the bank's expenditure on its directors, as well as water and electricity bills. While the central bank's personnel costs increased by almost threefold, its workforce, including directors, saw an uptick of 212 workers between 2017 and 2022.
Meanwhile, Tom, we have heard that the 14th, the Agbogbomefia of the Asogli State has raised concerns about the salary of the staff of the Bank of Ghana, comparing BOG with the Bank of England. Togbi stated that BOG pays 66,851 pounds per employee, while the Bank of England pays 95,829 pounds per employee. My colleague Samuel Mbura joins me in studio with more. Mbura, Togbi Afeda made some comparative analysis between salaries paid to between BOG staff and the Bank of England. What did he say?
So in a piece dated April 11, 2024, Togbi Afeda, the 14th, made these revelations and said, according to him, it is difficult to believe how the BOG operating incomes and expenses compared with those of the Banks of England, that's the Bank of England. He mentioned that BOG spent 1.6 billion cedis on its 2,203 employees, that is 666,850 euros per employee, about 38 times Ghana's GDP per capita. He also notes that Bank of England, on the other hand, with an average labor force of 4,675 per their 2021-2022 financial report, spent 448 million euros, that is 95,829 euros per employee. That's about 2.6 times UK's GDP per capita.
Thank you, Samuel Mbura. And the BOG's amount is 66,851 pounds. And that's how we end the bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. I am Amusing Amateur Thompson. Business is next on the Supermorning.